Morning, Cheek Machine.
Hey, good morning. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Chris available?
Yeah, hold on a sec. Hello.
Hey, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, good. I don't know if you recall, we actually spoke early on in October. You told me to give you a follow-up call around this time. You guys were looking to bring on some new equipment for the business and how we can possibly help out through our program.
Yeah, where I'm at with the guy that I've done business with for 22 years, it's the same guy, you know, that I tell you that, you know, most guys can't even come close to. One deal I have in the hopper is it's a just over $100,000 deal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I've got a 90-day skip, okay? And I do first and last down for 60 months, like a $100 buyout. And his payment's around
$1,750.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking some notes here real quick. So it's a $100,000 piece of machine, and this is what he got back to you with an answer of, like, his program that he can get you on? Okay, so 60 months at $1,750 for $100K.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were budgeting for? Like, did you have a certain monthly budget that kind of would fit the business, or is it more along the lines of you're just trying to find out what can work for the business?
Well, no, I mean, obviously you want the lowest payment, you know. And like I said, I mean, this guy's done every machine I've ever bought. And you know, nobody's ever come in and beat him.
Mm-hmm.
It just hasn't happened. You know, they come close, $50-$60 a month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I just, if I need a machine, I call them. I say, hey, give me your best on a, say, $100,000 deal. You know, and about a half an hour later, I get a quote.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he does a good job. Like I said, I've been using him for over 22 years. He's done every deal, you know, for me. So he does really well. You're more than welcome to take a look at it, you know, and see what you can do.
Yeah, why don't we do this? Do you have a few minutes to talk? I can just kind of see what exactly you guys are looking to do to give me a better perspective of how we can help out. Do you mind?
Well, that's exactly what I just told you. That's what it is.
Yeah, okay. So for our equipment financing program ourselves, we do pretty much the same exact thing that he does. We like to spread out the terms. We can go up anywhere from 2 to 5 years typically. We have some programs that go up to 7 years. Just depends on, like, your wants and your needs. Do you have something in particular? So I know you gave me all this stuff as kind of like a comparison unit for us to use as the best offer that you've gotten so far. Mm-hmm. What exactly are you looking for, though? Like, do you have something in mind?
No, I mean,
or do you want something
that
to just beat that, essentially, if somebody can get a little better rate, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to do 7 years. That's something I don't want to do.
Okay.
But that's just basically, that's the parameters where we're at. You know, that's what I've always done, you know, and that's just what we do.
Right. You know? Have you looked at it where if somebody got you a shorter term loan, maybe a little higher than just $1,750, but you pay it off quicker? Have you considered something like that, or is 5 years where you want to be?
5 years where we want to be.
Okay, so 60 months then. So what type of equipment are you looking at right now?
It's a CNC lathe.
CNC lathe, okay. So the cost is $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And do you expect, like, a good return on investment from this piece of machine? How do you expect this piece to generate revenue per month? Do you have, like, an expected number?
Well, I mean, it's just, nobody's ever asked me that before. That's funny. I mean, it's just, yeah, we keep the thing running, and Lord willing, if the numbers are right, we make money.
I mean, that's the whole point of bringing on a piece of machinery, isn't
it?
It's to outpace the cost of the monthly interest, you know?
I mean, nobody's ever asked that question. That's a little, you know, I don't know, I mean, you know, we've been in business for 23 years, so.
So far, so good. Let me ask you this. For the last piece of equipment that you bought, what was it?
It was a horizontal.
Okay, how much did that?
$260,000.
Okay, $260,000. And how much does that make you a month? Have you, like, quantified that?
No, I mean, that's
okay.
You know, yeah.
Because I was trying to use like a comparable analysis then. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. So do you need this like fairly quickly? What are you looking to do?
Probably, yeah. I'm gonna probably do this deal within about 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 week time frame.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been considering getting this piece of equipment, CNC machine?
About a month.
Okay. Costs $100,000. Do you have a vendor that you're going through? Okay.
You mean the actual vendor for the machine?
Yeah, for the machine. Do they offer financing, or is it that you just wanted to go through?
They do, but I've gone through all the bigs, you know, Wells Fargo, Intech, a couple other biggies, and like I said, nobody's come that close. Like I said, the closest I think somebody's come was $60 a month.
Wow. Okay. All right, just a few more questions. How is the ownership breakdown of the business? Are you and your wife,
me
right?
And my wife, yeah.
Are you guys 50-50 owners?
Yeah.
Okay, 50-50 owners. What's the structure of the business look like? LLC, C-Corp?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp. Okay.
Yeah, do me a favor. Don't run any credit. You know, don't run it. Don't check our credit. Just because we don't like people checking it, and we getting hits on our deal. Our credit, we never missed a machine payment in our lives. Okay, and our credit is above average. So yeah, do me a favor. Don't run any credit or anything. Okay.
You realize that no legitimate lender can actually give you a loan unless they check, because there's some people that you're not allowed to loan to. Say, for example, somebody with $1 million tax lien. Hence why.
If you get close or under, then we'll start filling out paperwork. Okay? So do me a favor. Work with those numbers, bro, and shoot me an email. See what you come up with.
Hold on. I just have a few more questions. So you're saying that your credit's somewhere in the good range?
Above average.
Above average? So national average is like 680 right now. Are you seeing?
We're in the 700s.
700s. Okay. So that is definitely above average. Well, what were you guys' sales like in 2015, 2000?
$3 million. Mm-hmm.
What are you guys on track for this year?
About close to $4 million.
Okay, so you guys are definitely growing. That's for sure. And you guys said that you started, what, 23 years ago?
Yep.
Okay. All right, look, we do have an application process over here, and in order to get you those types of numbers, you have to go through the application process. I don't know how your friend's been able to get you those rates that he comes up with, but with any other type of lender, you typically have to go through a process, and we just have a one-page credit app. If you just want to fill out the credit application and see if we want to move forward with you there, we can. Otherwise, I mean, I would recommend...
I'm telling you right now, I don't fill out any credit apps, boss, because then the people run my credit, okay?
Well, we do a soft pull, so it won't, like, really show up on an inquiry.
Well, I'm just telling you. This is what I tell everybody, okay? Everybody that I ever got quotes from are able to give me. Wells Fargo the other day came within about $50 a month of my guy. Okay,
Wells Fargo? Let me ask you that. Do you bank with them?
No, I don't.
So how did they get you a number if they haven't even checked your credit?
I mean, it's simple. Because if I tell them my credit's good.
But how did
I'm not going to lie to you, boss.
I understand that.
Just do me a favor. Just run my numbers. Run
Chris,
the numbers.
Chris, I'm telling you.
I gotta go, dude. Bye.